Okay, we're on. Shalom. Modim l'simcha. Thought in honor of Sukkot to learn something from Me'orot HaRe'iyah. This is, as you can tell, it's not from the white chas. This is a likut of a different... it's a compilation of different articles of Rav Kook, and most of them have since come out in Sfarim, but some of them at the time where it was the first time they appeared. And what we're going to learn tonight is, we'll say each thing as we, hopefully we'll cover three short piskaot, each one with their own idea. This is on page Resh Pei Gimel of Yerach HaItanim, Chag HaSukkot. HaMitzvot SheBezman Ma'alot et ha'neshama ha'pratit shel ha'adam el otzar ha'klal kulo. Ha'atzlacha ha'ruchanit gedolahi, kesheh'oshvim la'ir et ha'neshama me'od ha'ganuz shebechol mitzvah bizmana, ve'davar bi'ito matov. We all know that, we mentioned many times, the Rambam says very clearly that what differentiates man from all the other creatures and the rest of creation is his free will. On the other hand, when we talk about Kedushat HaZman, that sort of, as if it were, dictates something to man, right? Because he has to, when God decides it's day, when it's night. On the third hand, here Rav Kook is zigzagging back and forth, Mikadesh Yisrael VeHazmanim is different than Mikadesh HaShabbat. When we make the bracha of Mikadesh HaShabbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the seventh day is holy, whether we like it or not, whether we accept Shabbat or not. Even if you didn't light candles and you didn't say Kiddush, Shabbat comes in whether you like it or not, whether even if theoretically there's not even one Jew who accepted Shabbat, Shabbat is here. On the other hand, the Sanhedrin,
and say, get it a few extra hours, not
the Sanhedrin of Am Yisrael is Mikadesh the Chagim. Here the calendar is different, because we decide, is there going to be, is it going to be a leap year? Is the going to be a full, is the moon going to be 29 days or 30 days? And even theoretically, even if there was a new moon, but there were no kosher witnesses and the Sanhedrin didn't see it, then it's a 30-day month. In other words, what does Chazal say? How do they explain the bracha? Mikadesh Yisrael ve'azmanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Am Yisrael holiness, and Am Yisrael gives holiness to the calendar. Okay? So, again, HaMitzvot SheBizman. When we look at mitzvot, which are dictated by the time, there is a very nice harmonizing between the free will of a person and that which is given to him by time, and also that which the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, hallows the time. Okay, HaMitzvot SheBizman Ma'alot Et HaNeshama HaPratit Shel HaAdam. The individual who has individual, he has a free will, he rises to a national level, a national realm, when the holidays come around. El Otsar HaKlal Kulo, the treasure of the world, of Am Yisrael as a whole, it dictates to the individual and give him that special time. Again, Am Yisrael's Mikadesh, Yisrael VeHazmanim. We decide when the holiday is going to be. And there's something I always felt, and I just saw it this year, the Ger Rebbe, I forgot which one, once said that they asked him once during one of the holidays which Chag he liked best. It was during Pesach, so he said Pesach. And Shavuot, they asked him the same thing, he said Shavuot. Sukkot came around, he gave a shiur how Sukkot is his favorite holiday. So one of the Hasidim dared to ask him, what's going on? He says, in every holiday, that is, at that time, my favorite holiday. And I personally always feel that way. I don't know if everyone feels that way. But, you know, when it's time for Pesach and you're preparing for the Leila Seder and the Matzot and the you just get really into it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the idea of learning in Matan Torah and Sukkot also, and the building the Sukkah and their Bat Aminim. It's just the idea, the cycle of the once a year mitzvah comes just in time. And that specialness, we get into the Otsar of the Klal. Am Yisrael dictates as if it were to the individual, the Jewish national free will dictates to the individual free will how to harmonize his needs with the needs of nature, with the needs of the Jewish people, right? To harmonize all them together. A classic example, and I don't want to get off track, but the Rav Kook in Eretz Chifetz, it's one of the less known Sfarim, it was compiled by the Admor HaChalutz, Rav Yeshayahu Shapira, the brother of the Pia Sechna. He writes on Chodesh HaAviv that it's not a coincidence that the spring of Eretz Yisrael, right, the flowering when the land is blooming and green, coincides with the blooming and the spring of Am Yisrael, right? When Am Yisrael was born and is coming out of Egypt, and again, the synchronizing of the calendar and the land of Israel and the people of Israel and the individual feeling is a very nice synchronization. And Rav Kook is saying, and this is a Kabbalistic idea, that this is a very true idea. Hatzlacha haruchanit gedola hi. There's a great spiritual success. Kesheshvim la'ir et haneshama me'or haganuz shebechol mitzvah bizmana. Right? This is a Kabbalistic idea that every time period, every holiday, every month has a special, unique light that shines at that time. And it's not a coincidence that five terrible tragedies all happened on Tisha B'Av. And that, you know, in our time, Gush Katif was scheduled also to be uprooted on Tisha B'Av. Thank God in a Jewish country they moved, pushed it off a day. The first Churban Bayit and the second Churban Bayit and Chet HaMeraglim and the last Mishnah and the Masechet Tani tells us the expulsion of the Jews from Spain and five things that happened on Shivasar B'Tammuz, and these are not coincidences because there's a special simcha in the month of Adar. There's a special lack of simcha in the month of Av. There's a special light of Sukkot during the month of Tishrei, the month of Rosh Hashanah, etc., etc. Okay, and that's really the name of the Sefer, Yerech HaItanim, right, which is Itanim, this is one of the 3 months that we know the original Hebrew name to the month. It's mentioned in the Tanakh. The month of the Itanim literally means the strong. Avraham Avinu is called the Itan Adonenu. And Bikitsur, this is the light that we feel when we're doing the right thing in the right place in the right time. Okay? And that's part of the idea of holidays which come at a special time. Udavar bi'ito matov. Everything, there's a pasuk, everything in its time is proper. In other words, to summarize, it's not a coincidence that I feel in the mood for Sukkot when Sukkot comes around. Because that is the mood that God put into the world at the time of Chag HaAsif, etc. Okay, Piska Bet. This is from Olat Re'iyah, Rav Kook's commentary on the Sidur, page 368. Hasukkah, this is paragraph number 2, right? Hasukkah is simcha elyona me'od. The sukkah is a very high level of happiness. Okay, we all know that Sukkot, even though there's a mitzvah of v'samachta bechagecha, to be happy on all of the three festivals, only Sukkot is called zman simchatenu, right, the time of our happiness. Only in Sukkot was there a special party, simchat beit ha'shoeva, in the Beit HaMikdash, right? There's a special happiness. Ad she'ina yichola liyot kavua. And it's so special that it cannot be permanent. Here Rav Kook is clearly alluding to what? The Dirat Arai. the idea that everything is changing in Sukkot. That it's not, there are a lot of reasons why we sit in a temporary home on Sukkot. Where Rav Kook is suggesting, and has a very beautiful explanation, that this is part of the hitchadshut of the simcha. We all know that simcha is connected with hitchadshut. When something is new, by children it's very apparent, right? A little child, they play with the wrapping paper for a half hour before they get to the ribbon, before they get to the box, before they get to the toy, because everything new is exciting. And that's why we make...
It's an integral part of simcha.
Okay, but that's not what we're going to talk about. We're talking about the new aspect. We make a shachianu on a new nectarine. Okay? Why is that happy? Because the first time that in this cycle that I'm tasting this new, that's something happy. That's the Gemara Masechet Nida, where Rabbi Meir says, what is the idea of the harchakot, the physical distancing between a man and his wife during the time of where she's tmeya? It's not a modern explanation, but this is found in Rabbi Meir. He says that so that when his wife goes to the mikveh every month, they are reunited like for the first time. Okay, again, what is the idea like for the first time? Because the first time is something very, very special. And that is the idea why, a lot of people ask, why on Pesach do we say Chatzi Halil? The first day we say a full Halil, and the other 6 days we skip the two paragraphs in the middle, what's called a half Halil. And the Midrash gives different reasons, the Darshanim give different reasons, but the halachic reason is very simple. Because every day in Sukkot, there is a new korban. There's a new type of sacrifice. And it's interesting, because I would think that every day it's getting less and less. 13 bullocks, and then 12, and then 11, so you'd think, well, that's going down. Chazal tell us that the fact that something is new, even it might be a little less than yesterday, that newness is a new type of simcha, that new korban. And that's why the halachic explanation, why Sukkot is called Zman Simchatenu, because everything is new, okay? So Rav Kook is connecting that with the idea that HaSukkai Simcha Elyona Ma'od Ad She'eina Yechola Liot Kavua. The idea of Sukkot is that everything is new. Even every day in the Sukkah is a dirat arai. Chas v'shalom might fall down tomorrow, right? And appreciate it, the fact that it didn't, okay? Ki in derech arai. It's temporary. Aval hi omedet b'makom echad. The Sukkah stays in one place. Nevertheless, it is considered temporary. In other words, you have the advantage of both aspects. The advantage of the newness, every day is new. On the other hand, you have the stability of the confidence of homeostasis, of stability, right? You have the best of both worlds. Mipnei shegalei ha'or shel ha'simcha shotfim. The pulsing of the light, the life of light. What is the pulse? Every time it's new. Sometimes your blood pressure is higher, sometimes it's lower. But, right? That's the valisecha shebechol yom imanu. You have to look at life and at every day as something new, something exciting, a new challenge. And again, that's the idea of the temporariness, Rav Kook is explaining, of the sukkah, that every day is changing. Every day the korban is changing. Ve'echad mitale umiyad b'lo shum hefsek ha'sheni ha'chadash shu yoter me'ir v'yoter mesameach yored v'nishpa. You don't have to worry about losing it, because as soon as the first day is over, the second day is coming. So we have the stability that every day we know what's going to be today, we know what's going to be tomorrow, but nevertheless we have that happiness of the chidush, the new idea. Okay, nireh ki'ilu akol hi sukkah achat. Even though every day of Sukkot is a different holiday, and again we say a full halel every day, and the building is temporary every day. Nevertheless, we see it all as one unit, one holiday, one sukkah. Ubeemet, bechol rega varega, in any given moment, uvechol chelek michelkei arega, and even in every split second, yesh sukkah chadasha mamash. And here Rav Kook is relating to the halacha that every second, and he even takes it down to a split second, every half a second, every quarter of a second, you're getting a new mitzvah. And that's an awesome idea. One of my kids was eating a fruit outside the sukkah today. So I said, why don't you do it in the sukkah? He said, all right, you told me that it's not chayav, it's not mizonot, it's not kviat suda, you know. So you're right, you're not obligated, but every second, even when you're sleeping, even when you're, you know, you're reading, whatever you're doing, every single second is a mitzvah. That's part of the beauty of the holiday of Sukkot, of Hoshana Rabbah. We once mentioned the Shir of the Vilna Gaon, who says that there are only two mitzvot like that. Vayhi b'shalem sukko u'ma'ono b'tzion. Right? Tzion, Eretz Yisrael, and sukkah are the only two mitzvot that every single second, and here Rav Kook is taking it even further, even every split second, you're getting a new mitzvah. What's the idea? Mitzvot, as we know, it's not like children think of, you know, drawing up a point every time, which is true. You know, it's a good way of looking at it. I remember as a kid there was a game show where somebody who answered the most trivia questions, they put him in a... There's like a wind tunnel with $100 bills and $50 bills, you know, twirling around. And he had 1 minute to grab it. And you've never seen people totally forget their inhibitions. They're not embarrassed at all. They're stuffing it in all their pockets and in their shirts and everything just to grab as much as they can. And it just hit me once that is a good way, that's the way we draw it for children, but it's a good way to understand what it means to grab mitzvot, to get another mitzvah and another mitzvah. I want another second in the sukkah and another half second, another quarter of a second in the sukkah.
It's a good example of mitoch shel lishma balishma.
Yeah. And what Rav Kook is saying is that obviously we're not talking about numbers or gold stars, we're talking about light, or that every day of Sukkot and every half day and every half second is a new light. That's the chidush of Chag HaSukkot. Just like we're in a new year, the month of Tishrei, and even within the year, right, we're about to start the new rain season and the new agriculture year, everything is new. That idea of look at every minute as something new. Appreciate every minute. And again, appreciate your wife as if she's new. Appreciate your... That's part of the idea. I once heard a beautiful shiur from the Rav of Kibbutz Yavne on... what is the word chametz? Chametz, we all know from modern Hebrew, lahachmitz is when you miss out on something. Okay? So what is chametz? Usually we don't get too excited about bread. It used to bother me, people. I remember Chutzlar as the gabbai. He'd have the shamus, the local Gentile, bring him beer to make kiddush on beer on Motzei Pesach.
Havdalah.
On Motzei Pesach. And people waiting outside the Angel Bakery, and they can't, you know, it sort of bothers me. You know, they can't live without 7 days without bread, and you go crazy.
But it's chiddush.
But
the other
look,
day.
That's the exact point. The chiddush that usually we don't take bread and enjoy it, and adrabah, we take it for granted. Just bread, just sandwiches. What'd you make me for lunch? Just sandwiches, right? And if you miss it, if you miss out your chametz, then you get excited about it again. The same thing with your house. When was the last time you enjoyed your house? But if you sleep outside for seven days with the mosquitoes and with the cats and, you know, everything, with the rain, and again, you machmitz, you appreciate your house. And that is part of the idea of appreciating each and every minute of Kiddusha. That's part of the idea of the Sukkah and of Eretz Yisrael. I think I mentioned when to one of Chaim Sorek's sons once on Sukkot, he'd wheel him into the Sukkah. And, you know, he said it was the only mitzvah he could do. Remember, he was in a coma. And I said to him, what do you mean? The Vilna Gaon says that someone who's living in Eretz Yisrael, every single second is also a mitzvah. Now, when we were in Galut, we only had this type of mitzvah 7 days a year. Here in Eretz Yisrael, again, don't take it for granted. Right? And that's really a problem that many Israelis have, just like many married people take their wife for granted. Many Israelis take the Hebrew language for granted, forgetting that it's Lashon HaKodesh. We take the land of Israel for granted, forgetting that for 2,000 years we didn't have it. And that's where Rav Kook is saying every single second in life has a new light that we should hook up with and synchronize ourselves with. Not only every minute, every second. Not only every second, every split second. And that's the idea of chidush, of appreciating and getting the most of life, right? Not to let a day go by without doing something, without growing. Not to let an hour go by without growing. Not to let a minute go by without growing. Not to let a second go by without doing something which is worthwhile.
Is Rav Kook saying we have to try to focus on the chidush even when we don't take ourselves out of the comfort zone? In other words, the very fact that we have to go out of the house and into the sukkah for 7 days seems to imply that, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu is recognizing the fact that we're creatures of routine, and until he takes us out of that comfort zone, we won't appreciate the house, etc.
Correct.
The same way we don't appreciate our health until we're sick.
Correct.
I was just asking, is Rav Kook saying that we have to strive to, yes, recognize the, you know, the benefits even when we're not taken out of our comfort zone, or is he saying we should go along with the Sukkot ideal and focus
that's,
on that time when it's...
That's part of it, and also the idea that every second is a new, on every topic, right? Whether you're learning, whether you be working, whether you be talking to your kids, whether, no matter what, on every topic, there is a new light. That's part of the idea of the advantage of the linear way of looking at the world. Right? That as opposed to the spiral way of looking at the world, the linear is that things are mitkadem. Every minute is a new minute, and you utilize it and try and figure out what's special about this minute and this day. In Judaism in general, we spoke about this once at length, that we talk about both. That there's also the spiral, that's the idea of chagim, right, the yearly cycle, but also it's a spiral which is constantly going up, also linear. Yeah.
I think that in that Chazal on the rabbinic level tried to bring this into Pesach by compensating for the Korban being the same by making the Kriyat HaTorah different every day.
Maybe. Interesting idea. Okay, Alken. Nir'eh ki'ilu hakol hi sukkah achat, u'be'emet b'chol rega v'rega, u'v'chol chelek mi'chelkei harega, yesh sukkah chadasha mamash.
Again, if you want to be happy in life, be like a child. Hear that, Yona? Children have an advantage. That's Akiva, excuse me. Children appreciate every new idea, every new concept, the first time they're doing this, the first time they're doing that. And you want to be happy, keep that youthful enthusiasm by having that simchat hitchadshut. V'chana hitchadshut hitmidit. Part of the idea of Sukkot, this is the answer to Gershon's question, the idea of Sukkot is to have that constant hitchadshut, also regarding the Sukkah, and also regarding life in general. Al kein huzman simchatenu. That's how Rav Kook is beautifully explaining the an original explanation why Sukkot is called, out of all the holidays, zman simchatenu. This is the time of our happiness. Why? Because the idea of hitchadshut, of every moment is special, every day is new, every sukkah, the arayiyut, it's not a binyan keva, but it's a, right? Yeah.
Tishrei is the month of creation, and I think that sukkah chadasha is echoing the chidush habriya.
Very possible. Right, Yoshua says that the idea of the new world is echoed in this idea of the holiday of newness. Okay, let's try and do one more idea. There's a nice idea in So number four, Omek HaTeva. Okay, this is from a sefer called Dorote Emuna. This is, again, not from the White Shas. This is a sefer put out by Rav Moshe Gurevich, who is a very less-known student of Rav Kook. And he put together a very nice compilation. There's a lot of stuff here that doesn't appear in any of his other Sfarim until recently, where the Pinkasim, his notebooks, were published, so now we see them in their context. Umek HaTeva HaNafshi Hu Teva HaEmuna HaElohit. The depth of the nature of our soul, the real nature of each and every one of our souls, Hu Teva Emuna HaElohit, is the nature of belief in God, of godliness. This is something that we've spoken about in the past, that the real me is not my body, right? I lose my hair, I'm still me, right? I gain weight, I'm not more me. The real me is my soul. Now, what is a soul? It's chelik eloka mimal. It's a spark of godliness.
If I learn more Torah, am I
so
me?
The real me is my soul. The real me is my soul. The real me is my godliness. And we spoke about this once, that Elokeinu veElokei Avotenu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, veElokei Yaakov. Right? What's the idea? If we say that the God of our forefathers, why do we have to say the God of Avraham and the God of Yitzchak and the God of Yaakov? But the idea that the God of Avraham is a little different than the God of Yitzchak, who's a little different than the God of Yaakov, because Avraham's spark of God, which stresses the midah of chesed, of giving, is a little different than the God of Yitzchak, the spark that Yitzchak has, just as Elokei Ari is a little different from Elokei Yehoshua, is a little different than Elokei Tzvi. Each of us has a unique spark of God, okay? So the real me, Rabbi Nachman, we once had a whole shiur on this, that the Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev says that if you want to get in touch with the Shekhinah, go out to the forest. Okay, what is there? Why will I find God in the forest? It's not what there is in the forest, but what there isn't. Right? No distractions, so that I can get in touch with myself, with the God in me. Okay?
Why
so,
the forest and not a close?
Ta'avat hadveikut ha'elokit barayon uvechefetz pnimi hita'ava v'chinda el yona chazaka ugdola yoter mikol hata'avot sheba'olam. Here Rav Kook is giving a pretty big chidush. As opposed to Freud, Rav Kook says that the strongest ta'ava, the strongest drive in life, is not the drive for sex, like Freud said, or the drive for kavod, right, or honor, like Adler said, but it is the drive for godliness. Because the real me is godliness, and the strongest drive that there is in the world is the strive to be godly. Again, tavat advekut elokit, the drive, the yearning to cleave to God, b'ra'ayon, in our idea, ubechefetz pnimi, with our inner desire, hi tava v'chemda elyona chazaka ugdola yoter mikol ha'tavot sheba'olam. And this is a chidush for most people, because again, where does it come from? Like we said in the first sentence, the real me is my godliness, and therefore my yearning to be godly and have a religious experience and to learn Torah and to cleave to goodliness, godliness, that is the strongest drive that there is in the world. V'yesod shorsha v'itpashtuta ha'pnimit hi bevadai b'kedusha. The real way that this strongest of drives is meant to be expressed is through kedusha, through Torah, through holiness, through the mitzvot, through monotheism. Omnam Yatza lechutz v'nitchalela ayedei yitzra d'avodah zara. Unfortunately, primitive man took this beautiful and the strongest of urges and took it in the wrong direction. And that is the drive
for paganism that today we find very difficult to understand. Rav Kook is saying that what got people excited about paganism, the essence of that is their man's natural yearning to be godly, to be with God, to have that religious experience, although they got it off track. Ula'atid lavo yu'ar ha'olam ve'koach ha'tuma yikalish. As the world matures, mankind also matures, and man is perfecting that drive for godliness, rising above paganism to monotheism to become more and more holy. And he's talking about mankind as well, also the non-Jews. Az titorer hata'ava yesodit tavat hakodesh ha'emunit v'idbarer lecho ki betarata hi nimtzet litmale rak be'emunat Elokim echat. Right? Sorry?
It says here, Emet.
I'm sorry. Rak be'emunat Elokim Emet. Hashem Elokei Yisrael. In other words, as mankind matures, mankind realizes that paganism is a waste of that super strong force, and that little by little they will direct it towards the real religious spiritual drive, that godliness inside us, which will unite us with our godly source, the God of Israel. Umemele yimale haolam kulo baze harayon uberdifazu lavo el toch hachidur shelachayim asher pitiviut hakodesh. And again, notice, he's saying the whole world will recognize that Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. He's talking about all of mankind, and that's where he's going, because as we all know, Sukkot is the universal holiday. It's the international holiday. We give 70 oxen as korbanot, paralleling the 70 nations of the world. The Nevuah of Zechariah, chapter 14 that we read, that the test for the goyim of the world, La'atid Lavo, is that they will also celebrate the holiday of Sukkot. Okay? So again, Rav Kook is saying that in the future, the entire world will unite with monotheism to direct that drive for godliness, that drive for religion and spirituality, to its real address. Umitoch sheyesod chag haSukkot hu patach et hazgula hativit hazot shel kedushat haEmunah. Klomar, chomer haruchani shel haEmunah, otzar hagvura shebo, kemo shePesach hu ilui kedei lefateach et hatzura hativit shel haEmunah mitzar haChesed shela. Here first we'll explain Pesach to help us understand what Sukkot is about. Pesach, Rav Kook explains, is the revelation, commemorates the revelation, where every year we renew the light of that original revelation, of Emunah through Chesed. What is Chesed? That's the Midah of Avraham Avinu. What is the Chesed of Pesach? We didn't deserve to be taken out of Egypt. Am Yisrael were paganists in Egypt. Halalu avdei avodah zarah, halalu avdei avodah zarah. Right? The angels didn't understand why is God saving the Jews and drowning the Egyptians when they're all paganists. And the answer, umevi goel livnei v'nehem lema'an shmo be'ahava magen Avraham, because of zchut avot, brit avot, love of Israel, promised to our forefathers, the Chilul Hashem of Galut, all these reasons together are reasons why God took us out of Egypt, out of Chesed, even though we didn't deserve it. Okay, so Pesach is the revelation of Emunah, of Chesed. Sukkot is the revelation of God through the Midah of Yitzchak, the Midah of Gevura, of strength. Why? If we look at the Midbar, what happened in the desert, right? That's what we're commemorating during the 7 days of living out in the Sukkot, where, whether according to Rabbi Akiva, whether according to Chachamim, whether the Sukkah is in memory of the Ananei HaKavod, the pillar of cloud that protected us, whether it's talking about the Sukkot that we lived in the 40 years in the desert, but it's talking about, this holiday is talking about commemorating a time and a place where God revealed his Gevura. And the mirror image of that, Yisrael also revealed our Gevura. Okay? In a time where Emunah is revealed in the Midbar, what is the Midbar? What is a desert? There's no temple. There's no a holy place. Right? There's just, you know, you don't see God. There's no idols. The nation of Israel got to meet God in his Gevura. What is his Gevura? He protects us with pillars of cloud and with pillars of fire and splitting the Red Sea and the man and the slav, the birds and the quail and the manna. And the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed on the holiday of Sukkot.
Midbar is a place with no distractions.
Yeah.
So you can see the truth there because there's nothing to distract you from it.
Okay. Well, getting back to what we said at the beginning of the Pisgah, in the desert, we can be in touch with ourselves. In other words, our soul. In other words, our godliness. Okay? Now, this idea of Gevura, the Rambam, in Moreh Nevuchim, in the Chilek Gimel, chapter 32, he explains, what was the idea of the 40 years in the desert that we're commemorating in the holiday of Sukkot? He writes as follows, Kmo shenoda, shalicha bamidbar umiyut hanaot haguf mirchitza v'chiyotza bahem yolidu hagvura v'hofcham yolidu rach levav, roch levav. Am Yisrael, we had a slave mentality. And we were wimps. And that's why we were too scared when the spies went to the land of Israel and they were scared stiff. They'll eat us alive. We can't conquer the land. What was the idea of the 40 years in the Midbar? By the way, the Ibn Ezra explains the same idea. The Rambam says that it was to toughen us up. Right? So a lot of times it's... If a father will see a child, not offhand, when he sees a child who's a wimp, right? And he wants to toughen him up. How do you do it? Take him camping, right? When you're out with no hot water and no bathroom, and no showers, no air conditioning, it toughens a person up. And the Rambam says, and the Ibn Ezra says, that that's what we needed to get that toughness in order to raise a new generation that can conquer the land of Israel. We need that boot toughness. Camp. Boot camp, right, in the army. And so that, again, is the mirror image. God revealed his Gevura in the desert. We reveal when we sleep out here in the nature with the mosquitoes. And that's a good idea, though, the mosquito fryer, whatever they call it. Roaster.
Zapper.
We are revealing in ourselves the midot of Gevura, of just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals the midah in the holiday of Sukkot. So again, let's read it again. Umitoch sheyesod chag haSukkot hu patach et hasgula tivit hazot shel kedushat emunah, klomar chomer haruchani shel haemunah. Utzad haGevura shebo, kmo shePesach opened the tzad haChesed shebo, yirdefu kol haAmim lachog et Chag haSukkot. The world will also, when the world comes to celebrate the holiday of Sukkot, it will be through also connecting with that midat haGevura. Now we're running out of time, so I'll just summarize what Rav Kook goes on to say. He says that even though the goyim, according to Zechariah 14, it will be tested with that mitzvah of Sukkah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, tells us that most of the goyim will flunk the test. Why? It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take out the sun, and it will be very hot. And the goyim, even though they had all they had to do was this easiest of mitzvot, where it's not very difficult. Again, you could be in a coma and fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah, but they'll fail. They'll kick the sukkah and run away because of the heat. Rav Kook, how does he explain that Gemara? He explains that there are two things that Am Yisrael has that the Goyim don't. One is a natural godliness, that we have the mitzvot built in for us, just like the spring of the land of Israel is in the month of the spring of the holiday of Israel, Chodesh Aviv, right? It's built in, it's natural. So too, the mitzvot, all the mitzvot, including the mitzvah of Sukkah, when a Jew puts on tefillin, it's natural. When a Jew observes Shabbat, again, it's natural. Why? Because who are we? We are sparks of God. What does God do on Shabbat? He rests. So the most natural thing for us is to rest. The same thing regarding fulfilling mitzvah of Sukkah. On the other hand, the Goyim don't have that nature. No less important is a second aspect that the Jews have, and that is the Mesirut Nefesh. We've been observing the Torah mitzvot for 3,300 years under very difficult and extenuating circumstances. And without a doubt, when God chose us to be the chosen people, it's connected with that dubious nickname that the Torah gives us, Am Kshei Oref, that we're very stubborn people. And in the words of the legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers, that's American football, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Am Yisrael, just tell us you're not allowed to learn Torah. We're going to start learning Torah. Right? No matter how difficult things are, we Jews have been through it. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah explains, why do we read the Parshat Akedah every morning? To remind us that it's not easy to be a Jew, what Rav Soloveitchik calls surrender. A Jew has to be ready for that surrender every minute. And that's why when we're commanded to sit in the sukkah, even if it's hot, we're willing to do it. Now Rav Kook asks an interesting question. He says, "Hai hamitzter patero min hasukkah." If it's really hot, then even Jews are exempt from sukkah. So what is the Gemara complaining that the Goyim will leave the sukkah because it's too hot? They're exempt. And a Jew is also... So Rav Kook explains, what does it mean they kicked the sukkah on the way out? Because the Jewish people, because we have a natural affinity to godliness and the mitzvot, for us they're natural even when they're difficult. What is difficulty? Difficulty is there is a dissonance between what I want and what the Torah wants. By Am Yisrael, no. There is a natural overlapping. And again, just like we said, this time of the year, these 7 days, the most natural thing for the Am Yisrael to do is that light of the Sukkah. Just like in the month of Pesach, that's the most natural thing to do, to observe Pesach. So too, even when it's very, very hot, many Jews will stay in their sukkah. Everybody knows that when it rains, even when it's raining, and you're patur from sukkah, many of us, myself included, we like to stay in the sukkah as long as we can. Why? That's us. That's the Jewish people. We're stubborn in the good term, and we naturally connect with the mitzvot. And these are two aspects that the Goyim don't have. And that's why, even though when... Excuse me.
Edit out the sneeze.
Even at a time, there's a famous record of the for bringing a Lubavitcher Rebbe. We're in the middle of a song, all the Hasidim are singing, the Rebbe sneezes, and you hear 10,000 Hasidim yell out together in Yiddish, Gesundheit! And then they continue where they left off. We haven't gotten there yet. Am Yisrael has these two aspects. A, sukkah is so natural for us, just like all the mitzvot are natural for us. B, we have that stubbornness, that even when we're patur, when we're exempt, we're going to do it anyway. And that's the difference between us and the Goyim. And that's why, in the end of days, most of the Goyim will flunk the test of Sukkot and most of the Jews will dafka pass the test. And this is all connected, all getting back to what Rav Kook starts out the piska, that the most natural thing for us is to be godly, is to do mitzvot, is to have that light. Adkan.
Yeah.
Isn't...